brand new wall.
I've got
a brand new dog. I'm as happy as a
got it.
Little child. I've got
Jesus in my life.
I've got the real thing.
Jesus in my life.
I've got it.
Praise God. I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
At last. Praise God. It took a little bit of maneuvering.
Well, Lisa said that she was out with her daughter. She probably can't call back.
Okay. That's fine. What I'm doing here is, as you see, I had some problems this morning. So, I knew I wanted to pray with you. You might want to cut your radio down now. Cut your volume down.
Who, me?
One of you.
Oh, I don't have a radio on.
Okay, you got it. Okay. Somebody cut your volume down. Okay, wonderful. So what I want to do is you need a miracle. And what I'm going to do is I believe Jesus will give you a miracle in a few seconds.
Right.
Okay?
I do too. Yeah.
Wonderful. So the only thing I wanted to do, and it's some other people listening, but I want God to build their faith too, and I want them to pray in agreement with me as we might watch God move for more than one of us at the same time. So what I usually do, like when I was an overseas missionary and everything, I would teach a faith class. It's only going to be about maybe 25 minutes. But I wanted to build your faith so that you can receive the living. And probably what I'm going to do is I'm going to start doing faith clinics in the evening from now on.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why the devil taught me so bad. You say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my scripture, the name of this is No Fear. No Fear among believers. Okay? No Fear.
No Fear.
No Fear. No Fear. Because when you come to receive from the Lord,
right,
you can't have no Fear. You can't have no doubt, and you cannot have any limitations.
Right.
And you must be in expectation of God moving.
Yeah.
On your behalf. So I'm going to read you the word of God, because, see, it is the word that works. Okay? I'm going to read you Mark. I'm going to read you chapter Mark. Verse 9, 15 to 25. And you can find it in the business if you got it.
There's a lot of static and noise in it. I can hardly hear you.
You can hardly hear me? Okay.
There's a lot of static and stuff.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, it's better now.
Okay. Mark chapter 9, verses 15 through 25. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him, talking about Jesus. And Jesus asked the scribe, "What question ye with them?" And one of the multitude answered and said, "Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spoke to my disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. And he answered them and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto Jesus. And when Jesus saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fall on the ground and wallowed, foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this, look what Jesus said, came unto him? And the father said, of a child. And oft times it had cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. Now here's what the father said to Jesus. If thou can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Whenever you see ETH on the back of a word, especially in the King James Version of the Bible, it means keep on doing it. So what Jesus was saying to the Father was, all things are possible to him that believes and believes and believes and keeps on believing.
Yeah.
And straightway, the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou me, my unbelief. Lord, yeah. I do believe, but help me in my unbelief. You've been in so much pain. You've been through through the surgeries. So as I'm reading this, I want you to say to yourself, Lord, I believe.
Lord,
help
I believe.
Help my unbelief.
Help my unbelief. Help my unbelief.
Lord, I do believe.
Lord, I do believe.
But all this pain
has weakened
my faith.
It's weakened my faith.
Help me.
Help me.
Not have unbelief tonight.
To not have unbelief tonight.
Okay, I'm going on to verse 25. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, Jesus rebuked the foul spirit. Now look here, sister. Jesus rebuked that spirit that was in the man. Jesus said it was the spirit in the man that was causing the man to have unbelief, okay? So Jesus knows you have faith. Jesus knows you believe. But Jesus also knows that there's a spirit tormenting you. And that spirit is called pain, right?
Yes.
So pain has got to get out of you so that then Jesus can heal you and give you a miracle. Are you with me?
Yes.
Now it says here, Jesus rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit. But now the man was saying that his child was having, real bad issues with suicidal type stuff. The spirit was throwing him around and carried on. But Jesus did not even rebuke what the man said. Jesus told the man, all you have to do is believe. And then Jesus said, you dumb and deaf spirit, operating through this man, I charge you, come out of him and enter no more into him. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cast out the spirit that's causing you the problem. And then once we get the spirit cast out, then Jesus is going to heal you, okay?
Yes.
Okay? Now, this is how this reads. And Jesus said, look here, come out of him and enter no more into him. So when we cast the spirit out tonight, I'm going to tell that spirit to get out of you and come no more. Do not come back.
Yeah.
But now the Bible says, when the unclean spirit goes out of a man, it tries to come back. And this is where you're going to have to stand. Because if it comes back, it can bring seven worse spirits. Are you following me?
Yeah.
So you're going to have a made-up mind. If you're going to be healed tonight, we're going to cast some spirits out, and you're going to keep them out, all right? But you're going to feel so good, you ain't going to let them back in anyway. So here it is in the Message Bible, Mark chapter 9, verses 15 through 27. There are no ifs. There are no ifs in the believers. You can't have no ifs. You're going to have you're going to get your miracle today. That even God wouldn't even allow you to get some pills because he wants to heal you and set you permanently free from this thing, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. When they came back down the mountain to the other disciples, they saw a huge crowd around them, and the religious scholars cross-examined them. The Bible said, as soon as the people in the crowd saw Jesus, they ran and greeted him, and they asked him, what's going on? All the commotion. A man out of the crowd answered to Jesus, teacher, I brought my son, made speechless by a demon, to you. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth. He grinds his teeth and goes stiff as a board. I told your disciples, hoping they could deliver him, but they couldn't. Jesus said, what a generation. No sense of God. How many times do I have to go over these things? How much longer, do I have to put up with this? Bring the boy here. They brought him to Jesus. It says, when the demon saw Jesus, listen to me, the demon saw Jesus, and it threw the boy into a seizure, causing the boy to wiggle on the ground and foam at the mouth. Jesus asked the boy, how long has this been going on? His father said, ever since he was a little boy, many times it throws him into the fire or the river, trying to do away with him. Now the boy said, if Jesus, you can do anything, do it. Help us and help us. That's what I'm going to ask you to ask Jesus tonight to help you, okay?
Yes.
Jesus said, if, you see, there are not supposed to be any ifs among believers. Believers are supposed to know that they know that they know that anything can happen, anything is subject to happen, and anything does happen with Jesus.
Yeah.
The Father cried out, then I believe.
Hallelujah.
Yes. I believe.
I believe.
He said, but help me with my doubts.
Help me with my doubt, Lord.
With my doubts.
Help me with my doubt, Lord.
Praise God. Jesus said,
thank you, Jesus.
If you can believe, all things are possible. You, sister, that believe. If you believe, God can do it for you tonight. If you believe, God can do it for you right now. So this is what I want you to focus. I want you to say, Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe.
Now help me receive.
And help me receive, Lord.
I don't have a problem believing in Jesus.
I don't have a problem believing you, Jesus.
My problem.
My problem.
Is I have a problem receiving.
If I have a problem with receiving.
Help me tonight.
Help me tonight, Lord.
Help me be permanent relief.
Help me, Lord.
Permanent relief.
Help me with permanent relief, Jesus.
Help my doubt.
Help my doubt, Lord.
Take them away from me.
Take away from me, Lord, please.
As you take away all this pain, as you take away all this pain, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
I need you to say, as you take away all this pain.
As you take away all this pain.
Take away all my unbelief.
Take away all my unbelief, Lord.
Now, did I ask you to have some paper towels handy or something? I'm going to cast the spirits of doubt and unbelief out of you to help you receive.
Yes, I have something.
Okay. Repeat after me. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
You said in your word.
You said in your word.
Whosoever call upon your name, Jesus.
Whosoever call upon your name, Jesus.
Will be delivered.
Will be delivered.
I'm calling upon you tonight.
I'm calling upon you tonight, Lord.
For my deliverance.
For my deliverance.
And my healing.
And my healing.
And Jesus, I give you something back. I'll give you something
back. And Jesus, I'll give you something back.
My life.
My life.
I'll serve you.
I'll serve you.
The rest of my days.
The rest of my days.
I will lay hands on the sick.
I will lay hands on the sick.
For them to be healed.
For them to be healed.
And you will heal them.
I didn't hear that last part.
And you will heal them.
And I will heal them. And you
just
will
like
heal
you
them,
healed.
Lord.
Just like you
just
healed
like
me.
You, just like you healed me.
Okay. Now what I need to do first, I'm going to cast out doubt and unbelief.
Yes.
And when I command it to go, I want you to cough it out, all doubt and unbelief. And I'm going to start hitting pain, too. I'm gonna cast out doubt and unbelief. I'm gonna start on your pain, and I'm gonna go down with a couple other things, okay? Like this.
Yeah.
Doubt and unbelief, get out this woman's body right now. Now you cough it out when I say go. Go! All doubt and unbelief, get out of body. Come on out, doubt and unbelief, get out. Get out. Get on out of her body. Let her go. Let her go. Come on up and out. Doubt and unbelief. And pain. Spirit of pain, the Lord God rebukes you. Come out of her body. Spirit of pain, go. Come on out. Come on out, pain. Yeah. The spirit of pain, come out of this lady's body. Come on out. Come on out, pain. Come out of her body right now. In the name of Jesus. Deep-rooted pain from her youth. Go! Pain. Come out. ain't talking about you. Come out. Get out of here. Come on out. Deep hurt and pain. No, come on out. Deep hurt and pain from 27 years ago. I don't know what that means, 27 years ago, but something did. So, come on out. Deep hurt and pain from 27 years ago. That's right, come on out. Coming out, the lady. From 27 years ago. So, come on out. Get out of her body, pain. So, from 27 years ago. Loose this woman to come out. Loose this woman to come out. From 27 years ago. Get out. Out of the way. Out of the way. Now, sister, I got to tell you something. It's going to hurt me to tell you this, but it's the truth. Your surgery, the reason they can never find the answer to your pain, it's because it's witchcraft. It's witchcraft pain. You hear me?
Yes.
I'm going to call it out. I command all the witchcraft. Go! Come up and out this lady's body. Come up and out this lady's body. Out! Out! Out of witchcraft pain, along with the misery curse. So, get out the lady's body. Get out of the lady's body. So, I command all the pain from the child molestation from the man that was your mama's friend. So, get out of her body. Get out of her body. So, out. All the way out. Get out. Deep hurt and pain. Come out the body. Deep hurt and pain. Get out of her body. Get out of her body. Go. Get out. Get out, up and out. Get out. The spirit that transferred on her body from that man that was a serial killer. Go. Pop it out. Pop it out. Every spirit from that serial killer where God spared her life. Loose this woman. I break every curse that transferred on her from that rape, from that serial killer. Go! Get out. Get out. Huff it out, sister. Get off the front of her body. Go! Get out. She settled all down her posterior side of her body. Go! Come on out. Come on out. Let her go. Let her go. Every spirit is natural abuse. Spiritual abuse. Go! Come on out. Get out of her body. Get out of her body. Go! Rejection. Come on out. Spirit of rejection. Let her go. Let her go, rejection. Come on out. Come on out. You've been in that body too long. Look at that woman and let her go. Lose her body. Come on out. Every spirit of witchcraft from the mama's side. So, come on out. Come on out. Get out. Get out. Get out of her body. Come off her legs. Come off her lower extremities. So, get out. Get out. Sister, lay your hands on your inner thighs.
Uh-huh.
All right? And it's your butt. That's your butt. Asmodeus.
Okay.
Asmodeus. Uh-huh. Incubus. Incubus. Now cough it out. Go. Cough it out. Get out. Get out. All you sex demons. Go. Get out. Come on out. Come on out. Let her go. Let her go in the name of Jesus. Get up for in a time. Go. Go. Loose this woman and let her go. Loose this woman and let her go. Arthritis and bursitis. Spiritual arthritis. Bursitis. Paralyzing spirit. No! Get off of her. Get off of her. Her body is the temple of God, whose temple you shall not defile. Ever defile the spirit, along with dumb and deaf. Go! Come on out. Come on out of that body right now. Get out. Go! What you waiting for? Don't you hurt her. Let her go. Let her go. Loose her and let her go. 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 Now, I break the power of that witchcraft defilement. Go. I command the spirit that entered her as a child. A pedophile. A pedophile. Go. Come on out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Let her go. Let her go. Up and out. Up and out. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. In the name of Jesus. Did you blow your nose? Did you blow your nose?
Yeah, I need to blow it.
Blow your nose. Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. You're going to let this lady go. I need you to call out when I command. I break the power of the messenger of Satan that was sent to stop this lady from ever going into a ministry that you called her to God. Cough it out. I break the power of the messenger of Satan. Go! Let this lady go. Let this lady go. Let her go. In the name of Jesus. She belongs to Jesus. Let her go. Come out of her body. Come off her body. I break the power of the spirit of death. The Bible says that your covenant with death has been disannulled.
Oh,
pop it out. Go. Go. Come on out. Let her go. Go, death. Go, death. Did you see any blood? Did you see any blood?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. No. Come on out, Death. I command every fragmented part of our soul to come back together.
Thank you, Lord.
I command every fragmented part of our soul to come back together.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I command a fragmented part of a soul to come back together.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank
you, Jesus. Hold on,
hold on. Use the spinal column. Use the spinal column. Come up and out. Come up and out of our spinal column. Go! Loose the spinal column. Come out the nerves around our spinal column and our central nervous system. Go!
Yes. Thank you.
Go! Get out! I told you to get out. Let it go. Let it go. I break the power of the witchcraft mind control from the first husband. From the first husband. The first baby daddy. Go! I break that stronghold of witchcraft right now. Go! Go! That's why your husband used to always say to you, listen, your husband used to always say, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. So I renounce all the witchcraft that was transferred to me through the eyes. Say it. I renounce that was transferred to me. Through his eyes. Loose me right now.
Loose me right now.
Go! Go! I break that curse of the evil eye of him. Go!
Thank you, Jesus.
Go! Loose her eyes! Loose her eyes! Loose her eyes right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
All the way out. We break that curse. It's old, too. Go! I command the pain. Get out of the hip bone. Get out of the hip bone. Go! Get out of the hip bone. Get out of the, what is that? It's in your hip. By the pelvic bone.
Yes.
By your pelvic bone. Go!
Yes.
Go! Get out! Right now! Go! Get off that area by that hip bone! Go! Now get out of her back, her lower back, sacrum.
Yes.
Go. Get out. Get out the lower back. Get out the sternum. You know that bone in your chest between your lungs?
Yeah.
Get out there, too. Get out there. Get out. All the way out. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, in your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, I want you to forgive everybody that hurt you so we can go on with your healing. Everybody that has hurt you from eternity, forgive them.
Yes.
Forgive them.
Everybody.
In your mind, call their name out. Call their name out. Not out loud, in your heart. Forgive them. Forgive them all. Forgive them all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Forgive them all.
Yes.
Forgive them all. Forgive them all. Forgive your children for not understanding. Forgive your children. Now you got to forgive your mama. And you got to forgive your daddy, whether you know him or not. You got to forgive him.
Yes.
Right? You hear me? Forgive him.
Forgive him.
Now, do you have your walker anywhere handy?
My walker?
Mm-hmm.
I have it. It's right there in the hallway.
I need you to get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Hey.
You got it?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm trying to get it. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Now, what I need you to do is stand up on it. Stand up. You standing?
Yeah.
On the walk, with the walker, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I need God to grow your legs out.
Mm-hmm.
To make them even on the floor.
Okay.
Okay. All you got to do is receive it, all right?
Okay.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, from pain, this lady is bent over her back. And from pain, one of her legs has shriveled up shorter than the other one, God.
Mm-hmm.
So one of her shoulders, Father, is out of balance.
Yeah.
I want you to straighten that body up.
Mm-hmm.
Straighten that body up.
Okay.
Bring your body into perfect alignment, perfect balance.
Okay.
And grow that leg out. Grow out that it looks like the left leg might be a little bit shorter than the right. But make it even. Grow it out even.
Mm-hmm.
You'll feel it growing like a little pool. It's growing out even so you can walk balance. I'm going to cast pain out, and then I'm going to ask God to heal your body, and then I want you to walk, okay?
Okay.
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 Father God, Lord, have you finished your legs yet? Wait a minute. He's strengthening your legs. That one leg that one leg got to grow out a little bit more. Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
Stand up straight and tell me if it's even.
Feels even.
It's even? All right. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Begin to start thanking him. Begin to start thanking him. Just
thank
begin
you,
to start
Jesus.
Thanking him.
Just
thank begin
you,
to start
Jesus.
Thanking him.
Pain,
thank
you,
Jesus. I bind
thank
you up. Covered with the blood,
thank
covering
you,
of
Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Yes,
Father God, I ask you for angels to assist me and carry
yes,
all
Jesus.
Of those demons of pain bound up
yes,
to
Lord.
The pit until the day of judgment
yes,
by
Jesus. Yes,
pain,
Lord.
Now you just breathe it out. Just breathe it out. All pain. Go. Go, pain. Go, pain. And Father God, heal her amygdala in her brain. Put your hand on
yes,
your forehead. Now your hand. One hand on the wall. One hand on the forehead.
Uh-huh.
Go after amygdala.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go after amygdala in her brain.
Yes, Lord.
And Father God, you know that other part. I can't remember at the moment. But completely heal
thank
her brain.
You, Jesus.
Completely
yes,
heal her memory.
Yes, Lord.
Take away everything that bad that she was holding on to in her memory.
Yes, Lord.
Take it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Put your hand back on the walker.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, Father,
yes.
I commit all the pain to loose itself and leave this woman's body in the name of Jesus. All pain goes. Even the pain you used to have pain on the soles of your feet.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
He's taking all that away. All that pain is leaving you now.
Yes.
All that pain is leaving you now. Even from the soles of your feet.
Yes.
All that pain. All that pain.
Yes.
Go!
Yes.
Go, pain.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Go, pain.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Now, receive your healing.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know how.
Thank
Father,
you, Lord.
Receive your healing.
Thank
Father
you,
God,
Jesus.
By
yes,
the power
Lord.
Of your own Holy Spirit and by the power of this old lady's own Holy Spirit in her.
Thank you, Jesus.
Holy Spirit, rise up and heal this lady, please.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Heal this lady.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Heal this lady.
Thank you,
Lord. Now, I want you to just throw the walker to the side and walk.
Thank you, Lord.
Quick.
Thank you.
Your little step from the surgery, quick. Quick.
Yes.
You breathe. You heal. You heal. You heal.
Thank you.
Fire strikes. And your
fire strikes.
God, you are healed.
Yes, hallelujah.
Do you feel any pain?
Yes.
Do you feel any pain?
Some in my hips and my legs still.
Okay. Where in the legs?
The thighs.
The thighs. Put your hand back on the thighs.
Yes, Lord.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And you're going to cough it. You're going to just cough it out. Breathe it out. Pain. The Lord God rebuke you. Go out the side. Go out the side. I want you to do something for me. Just work with me. Remember when the serial killer tried to kill you?
Yes.
Do you know his name?
Harold Hunshell. He's dead. Harold
Hunshell. It don't matter. Demon, listen to me. demons don't die. What's his name again?
I know they don't. Harold.
What's his name?
Harold Honchell. Yeah.
All right. Listen, tell me what you hear. Harold.
Harold.
Do you hear me? Harold.
Yes.
I know you hear me. You're coming all the way out of this lady's body. And you're going through the pit. You're coming out of her body. Now, you got to cough this one out real good. Every spirit from hell, get out of her thighs. And where else you got pain at?
In my calf of my legs to the calf.
Okay. Harold?
What?
Get out of her legs. I bind that spirit. And I command that familiar spirit. Off it out. Go! Go, Harold! Go, Harold! Go, Harold! Go, Harold! In the name of Jesus! Go, Harold! Go, Harold! All the way out. All the way out of her body. And take that tormented spirit with you. So, Harold and that tormented spirit. So, get out. So, get out. So, Harold. To the pit. To the pit. To the pit, Harold. To the pit, Harold. To the pit. To the pit! To the pit, Harold! Go! Go! All supporting spirits from Harold's daddy, from Harold's mama, and from Harold's molestation. Go! Out! Out! Out. All the way out, Harold. In the name of Jesus. All the way out, Harold. All the way out, Harold. God has called you to judgment. God has called you to judgment. Jesus has called you to judgment. Go. Go. I command that lunatic spirit and mental insanity from hell. Go. Get out. All the way out. In the name of Jesus. Now, bend your knee. Bend your knee. Bend your knee. Bend them. Bend them up to you. You know, legs, whatever. Army, they used to call that. Okay, walk in place. Bend them up. Bend them up. Bend them up. You got some more pain? Do you have some more pain?
It's just a numbness in my thighs, in my calf.
Numbness?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, restore healing wholeness. Restore the feeling back. Restore the feeling back without pain.
Thank you, Jesus.
Without pain. Without pain. There's somebody else. There's somebody else. And there's somebody else. And it's a lady. And See, nobody knows you. Nobody even knows who you are. They've been looking, so I have to say this. But this lady put roots on you because her husband wanted you. But she had rooted him. You understand what I'm saying?
That she had what? And
she had put roots on him, witchcraft. And he said, I love you, but I can't get away from her. You ever hear those words?
I can't get away from her.
And he would leave her and come with you and have to go right back. In about, about every seven, eight months. Because she rooted him. The lady that put the witchcraft on this lady because of her husband, tell her your name. No, not your name. Tell me the name you hear in your ear.
Tell her the name that I hear in my ear.
Yes, ma'am. The lady that put the witchcraft on this lady because of her husband. What was your name? Tell her who you are and put the witchcraft on her because of that man. You hear a name?
Who, me?
Yes, ma'am. Do you hear a name?
Do I hear a name?
Yes, ma'am.
No.
I'm going to say it again. The spirit from the witch that got this lady under witchcraft. Tell her your name. Do you hear a name? You don't have to say it out loud. Do you hear a name?
I say, but I don't know. I don't know why that name would come up, but I keep thinking
of
the name.
That's the name of the lady that put the roots on you. That's why I'm going to cast it out, right? Watch. I break the power of that witchcraft from that lady. Now watch. Talk it out. Come on out. I break the power of the roots. I break the power of that witchcraft you put on this lady. So, would you like to know? She put it on you in a drink of alcohol, you know, like liquor. So, did you have a drink with that lady's name you just heard?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you did. Just cough it out. We're going to get rid of it. Let's go. So I renounce all witchcraft put on me by any person. Say, I renounce.
All witchcraft.
Put upon me. By any person. Living or dead. Get out of me now.
Get out of me now.
Cough it out. Break the power of that witchcraft. Go. Up and out. Up and out in the name of Jesus. Go. Up and out. Lift your hands up to God. Stand in front of your chair or your bed or somewhere like that.
Okay.
Lift your hands up to God.
Uh-huh.
Father God, overshadow this lady.
Thank you,
overshadow
Jesus.
This lady by your power.
Thank you, Lord.
You just receive it.
Thank
you just receive it. Just receive it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give you glory, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Oh, God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Bless God.
Thank
oh,
you,
yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We praise you,
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
My God, getting us ready.
Not today.
My God, getting us
You all right?
Hello. Yeah.
One day, soon, you need to come on my program and tell them people how God saved your life. Serial killer, all right?
I will.
All right. I love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.